We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello again. The cast in order of appearance: John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Elegant, impartial and always on my side is our scorer, Lenny Lawson. John, a first question. What has this Germanic music to do with St. Andrew? Lovely stuff. But what has it to do with St. Andrew? In a roundabout kind of way. It has a name.
In a roundabout kind of way. It'll have to be very roundabout. It sounds like Mendelssohn at the end.
Yes, one of his named symphonies.
One of his named symphonies. Well, two of them are sort of clearly taken up with drink, aren't they? Scotch and Italian.
Scotch.
Yes, then there's the Lobergesang, the Hymn of Praise. Mm.
So, don't go too far with this. So, St. Andrew would be connected with which
Gold.
Of his...
Scotch.
Symphonies? Yes, the Scotch, the Scottish symphony. St. Andrew, the patron saint of Scotland.
Ha, 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 ha.
I noticed Ian's name in a concert last year called Salute to St. Andrew. What was the date of that concert, Ian?
Oh, the 25th of November, I think. 24th of November.
No, it's the day...
28th of November.
It's the day of your patron saint.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm hoping eventually to get it right. 23rd.
Would the Scot in the audience care to enlighten him?
30th.
Thank you, Mrs. Wallace.
Saved off for the first time by my wife.
November the 30th, and for shame.
Yes, for shame. Yes. For shame.
Frank, something quite beautiful. Frank, the Canadian...
Ask me anything about that.
It's the Canadian Teresa Stratus in an aria from Così fan tutte, a somewhat immoral story which was often bowdlerized in the 19th century. So, who, please, was Bowdler and what did he do?
Thomas Bowdler.
Yes.
Very early 19th century. Mm. And just into the 19th century, he took it upon himself to expurgate from Shakespeare phrases and words which were not suitable for reading to the family aloud.
Yes. He omitted words and expressions which cannot with propriety be read aloud in a family.
He wasn't Victorian, but he was a kind of prelude to Victorian prudery. And I think the book was published about 1812, so he could be, as it were, to Victorian prudery, the 1812 overture.
I won't spoil it by saying it was 1818. It's jolly near. He died in 1825, but
Are you going to ask any more questions about Bowdler?
No,
because I'm told, but I've never checked it in a Bowdler, that the line in Othello, "She has played the strumpet in my bed," has been changed into "She hath played the trumpet in my bed." Is it true?
I love it.
That's sweet. Should be true.
Ian, I'm looking forward to playing you something a little longer and infinitely more beautiful than most of our musical examples, while you ponder, if you will please, whose voice and which country the song came from.
Oh,
Isn't that a superb piece of romantic singing, Ian? Lovely.
It is, no doubt. It comes as a slightly surprise to me because I know this song very well. I was first introduced to it on a record years ago doing a radio program called Monday Night at Home, and Robert Irwin, the singer, chose little musical examples, and he chose this beautiful little song sung by, I think, a Canadian contralto called Sally Terry, with Laurindo Almeida playing the guitar. Oh, and in almost every record program I've been asked to compile since, I have put that in, because to me, her interpretation, which is sung with much less rubato, a little faster, and is about a girl saying to the bird, take this message to my love, that without him there, my life is worthless.
Title?
It's called Azuleo. Or Azuleo. It comes from Brazil.
Azulao, that's right. And the singer there, did you recognise his voice?
It's obviously somebody very distinguished. I mean, it's very, very, very good singing.
Fine, fine voice. Did you recognise the voice, John?
I thought at one point it was Gérard Souzé.
It was Gérard Souzé. Singing the song Azulao, and it comes from the country of
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes.
Dennis, a memory cudgel for you. The title, please, and whose orchestra?
This is one where I look at Leone.
Yes, it's her kind.
She gets going in these times. Yes, was it Simon Park?
Yes,
orchestra?
Simon Park's orchestra. That's
I can't remember the name of the tune.
The Van der Valk television series, of course. It was three separate times in the pop charts, in 72, 73, 74.
I know, it was a whole period of my life when you never seemed to hear anything else.
Now, I will give you a visual clue.
Yeah. Hello, sailor.
Not quite.
So it's nautical something.
No, it's called Eye Level.
Eye Level.
Eye Level. Well,
from Eye Level, that's the...
I've strung together for my piano bits of six tunes that all have something rather unusual in common. John and Frank, will you please write down the names of the tunes, all six of them, the names of the tunes for you, while Ian and Dennis write down the composers' names. Eavesdroppers at home can work, if they care to, work out what it is these six composers have in common. It is something a bit unusual. So, titles over that side and eventually composers over this. Right, here's the medley. Titles have you got between you, please? John and Frank, rattle them off.
Who's afraid of Big Bad Wolf?
Right, good.
Well, that's me done.
Yes.
Let's hear it bring to you.
What's it called?
Oh, God knows.
Oh, yes. Frank, you know what it's called.
My song goes round the world. No, what is it?
I couldn't understand what he said.
No, it's because.
My song. Yes. Big Horse.
Right. And then came.
Tortured Evan.
Any more names?
Well, I didn't come there.
No, right. Anybody got any more names?
What was the fourth one? Could you give me the tune again?
Well, dee da da dee da 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 da
dee 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 da da dee.
Can't wait.
Pale Hands.
Yeah, well, it's not called.
One
Pale
of the four
Hands.
Indian lovely songs.
Sure, yes. You missed Milord. Okay, you've got the Kashmiri song from the four.
Then there was a bit of Elgar.
Of lyrics, no. Autumn was the next one, and then the final song,
Estrellita.
No.
When you come to the end.
A perfect day. Yes.
Isn't it called Estrellita?
You've got four.
No,
it's not.
Estrellita's star. The other
one. No, you've got four out of six. Right. Now, composers, please. I'm going to check them quickly. Who was the Fate of the Big Bad Wolf by?
Well, a lady called Anne, and I can't remember her second
name. Good enough. Anne Ronell, yes. Yeah. Because by?
Hida de Lord.
Who was a lady, yes. Milord by?
By a French lady.
Yes. Her name was Marguerite Monet, but...
oh, yes.
No. Then the Kashmiri song, Falling in Love Rich, by...
Amy Woodford from
Findon.
Findon, it's my writing.
Good. Autumn by...
Cécile Chaminade.
And A Perfect Day by...
Carrie Jacobs Bond.
Yes, that's right. So, there you are. They're all...
Left-handed, yes.
All women composed, in fact, is all left-handed.
She was... Carrie Jacobs Bond was supposed to have written A Perfect Day sitting up on the cliffs at Cromer in Norfolk.
Oh, really?
Looking out at that lovely scene.
Near your summer pad. Listen to this. Composed something like half a century before Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. First Symphony of Balakirev. It's a bit hard on one of the great masters when he accidentally anticipates a popular song written long afterwards. There's one tiny moment in chamber music I can never hear without being reminded of an old-time music hall song. Let's find out from John what it really is, the chamber music piece, and from Frank what it anticipated. I warn you, it's very short. John, what is it?
The Mozart clarinet quintet.
Not quite, no. It's, that wasn't a clarinet playing, that was another instrument. It was an oboe. It's Mozart, though.
It's Mozart.
The oboe quartet.
Oh, the oboe.
K37 at the scherzo. Though, Frank, what did you think it was?
It's a middle age, isn't it, of a... Do my own. Just an old shanty.
To me, it's...
A tumble-down shirt.
Yeah, it's in the shade of the old apple tree.
But it's funny because it's about three other near misses,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, we'll give you that.
It's incestuous, isn't it, this musical game?
It's somewhat, yeah. Ian, some seasonal music for you. Which season?
Time when was it Shakespeare who wrote, or perhaps it wasn't somebody else? I think it was Shakespeare who wrote, "The owl, for all his feathers, was a cold."
Mm-hmm.
In other words, winter.
Cold season, winter. Yes, from Vivaldi's
Four Seasons.
Seasons. Quite unjustifiable, I'm sure. That phrase always reminds me of the bit in Carousel, "When I Marry Mr. Snow." Do you remember he sitting so long in his flat bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish? Always like that. Dennis, your question, and it's geographical, where are there said to be four seasons, spring, cricket, autumn, and Messiah?
Well, it must be northern. Yes. I'm going to. I would think
one.
Yorkshire.
Yes, Yorkshire, that's right. Spring, cricket, autumn, Messiah, is an old Yorkshireman's year. John, what would we nowadays call a bassa viola da braccio?
A bassa viola
da braccio.
Di braccio. Well, yes. Braccio means the arm.
Yes.
Basso is bass. Viola is viola.
Yes.
What would you else would you like to know?
Sort of horizontal cello.
Yeah, well, a cello. Yeah. A cello.
A spike in your...
Cello is the answer.
Well, mind you, Lionel Tertius always used to say if he had his time over again, if he had had, he would have played the viola between his knees.
Really?
Yes.
Like the special way of putting that some golfers have.
Well, it is a damn big instrument. And it's always
sort of
little
like.
People that seem to play the viola.
Hmm. Ah, yes. Yes, that's true. Frank, you've seen cellos often enough being sawn in half by cellists. How many strings does a cello have?
There's four.
Four. That's
what's
the way to answer.
What's your problem?
That's the way to answer questions. Well, the problem, very shortly, is going to be the tuning thereof. But meanwhile, Ian, where on a cello will I find the purfling?
The purfling?
Yes.
Well, I've never come across the purfling.
Well, you'll find purfling on a cello on the edge of the body. It's the embroidered edge of a garment, or to adorn with that way.
Yeah.
To purfle, or a purfle. Don't know.
No.
Dennis, I know you learn a lot about music from these questions, don't you? Right.
Go on, hit me. You're gone.
What was my question to John?
It was about Lionel Turtis. Lionel Turtis and small people playing horizontal violas.
Well, yes, that was the spare bit on the end of the answer, wasn't it, actually?
Yes.
The question was about the bassa viola.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But talking of cellos, cellists are clamouring, gentlemen, for a means of remembering their tuning notes, which, as all the world knows, and Dennis will make a note, are C, G, D, A. So we want a mnemonic for CGDA. What can we offer cellists? So that when they arrive to play for a concert, they think, now, what are my tuning notes? And then they say this little sentence like, every good boy deserves favour, or, John, CGDA.
I'm sorry, I'm the wrong person to ask, Steve, because catgut doesn't appeal.
Oh, that's neat. CGDA, Frank.
Is it me? I'm still writing.
Yeah.
Chinese gourmets deep fry ants. I think probably an easier one to remember is curried gumboots deter acne.
Ian, would you care to follow that, Ian? You're writing.
Well, I can't possibly follow that. All I've got down is a sort of dull thing like Coldstream Guards drill astonishingly. And another one that's just occurred to me, changing gear daunts Annabelle.
I think all cellists will find this useful. Dennis, what have you got?
Well, one they might help them is cellists generally deserve applause.
Oh, yes, they like
or
that, yeah.
Chesty girls distrust accordions.
I love it. Right. We draw a veil over any second thoughts the rest of you may have. The Beatles. And talk. Seen exactly, but what were their four names, the Beatles, please?
Oh, well, George Harrison,
yes.
Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon.
That's right, and Ringo was formerly Richard Starkey. Yes. Frank, the outside their studios.
Where they're walking across.
That's right, walking crossing, across the pedestrian
Abbey Road.
Crossing. Abbey Road, and where is Abbey Road, please?
Abbey Road's in Maida Vale.
Well, strictly speaking. Well,
no, they won't thank you for that.
Well, it's not Liverpool,
say,
is it?
They say St. John's
yes,
Wood.
That's right, St. John's Wood, yes.
Or even St. John's Wood.
In London, Northwest 8. Yes. Ian, what are the two questions that follow this?
I've got a marvellous source of information on my left which says, will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64.
Yes, that's right.
And I must say that has a sort of ring of truth about it.
Right. Well, your side got it, fair enough.
Song addressed to the BBC.
Dennis, technically, this is a waltz, but an unusual one by Lennon and McCartney. Getting a bit complicated then. Much earlier than that, Dennis, in Hamburg, the Beatles group included three other musicians. One of those names for a mark that you might find in an early Beatles group or on a record.
Stuart Sutcliffe.
Yes.
And there's a boy called Pete Best.
That's right, yes.
Well, I can't remember the other
one. Singing with them in My Bonnie, I think.
Two that come to mind.
Tony Sheridan. Made a classic record with them. Well, an early one anyway. You got it. Generally speaking, it's gardens that form the link between the closing songs this week, beginning with that allegorical, rather explicit song, The Honeysuckle and the Bee, for Frank. In fact, let's have a chorus for Frank, immediately followed by another for the audience to join in. All right? Key, yes.
A key of some sort. You are my honey, honeysuckle, I am the bee. I want to sip that honey sweet from those sweet lips I see. I love you, dear, dearly, and I want you to love me. You are my honey, honeysuckle, I am the bee.
Nice to have a sing, isn't it? John has a French song about a girl in the garden of love.
La belle est au jardin d'amour, la belle est au jardin d'amour. Il y a un mois ou cinq semaines, la ridondelle, la ridondelle. La cherche partout, son père la cherche partout, son amoureux qui est en peine, la ridondelle, la ridondelle.
Leaving the subject of gardens aside for a moment, Dennis has a song about a girl in Virginia. It's a sort of I Want to Go Back song, isn't it, Dennis? That
well, yes, I would like, yeah, sort of, yeah.
There's a girl in the heart of Wheeling, West Virginia, with a watch that belongs to me. My sweetheart made a dart for Wheeling, West Virginia, like the flight of a bumblebee. It's not the loss of the watch that bugged me when I found out it was gone. It's the tender way that she kissed and hugged me while she slipped it off the wrist that it was on. In a note that she wrote, she said she'll soon be married, and her gift to the groom my watch will be. While they're having such a swell time, it kills me to think they'll tell time by the watch that belongs to me.
Back to gardens, the garden of love, and love's garden of roses for Ian.
Come to my garden of roses, winds whisper low. Ne'er was so sweet a garden with love aglow. Laughter and love in the sunshine, joys all divine.
Joy all divine, sang Ian. We leave you with the joyful news that the victory this week has been won by John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.